It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Happy Saturday, grilling world. This is the Grilling Guys. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Good morning. Randy here. How are you today, Bob?
Hey, great. We have a packed show today. We're ready to grill for the opening Tiger game. So we want to get everybody pumped up and get them into baseball mode. We have got a lot of good stuff to go over this morning, so let's get right into it. We have a phone call coming up from South Carolina, and we have another one coming up from North Carolina. We've got Max Folda calling in from Tech Infrared. He's got some really good tips on grilling chicken. We've got, you know, some tips on how to get your grill straightened out for the spring.
We also got some healthy grill segment coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about our barbecue classes coming up out at Zager's Pool and Spa. We've got some more of those coming up. I see we've got a guy named John Kogel coming on. What is there any coordination?
It's baseball time, baby.
Yeah. So is it the John Kogel of Kogel Meats?
If you're thinking baseball, what are you going to eat at a baseball game? Hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet, right?
Right, yep, all of that.
Yeah.
That's cool. You know, we're going to, Gilda's Club, the Laugh Fest wrapped up last weekend since we last talked to you. Just one amazing statistic. They had 55,000 people attend this festival from 25 states. It was a pleasure being a part of that, and it was a really good cause. They pulled it together and made another West Michigan event that is second to none. Those of you who are there, you can compare the two. You can see the similarities and the differences.
Yeah, what does that say about our community, though?
It's just a great place to live. That's why we're here.
So we are going to talk a little baseball this morning. When you think of baseball in West Michigan, you have to think of the Tigers and, of course, the Whitecaps. But also, we've got the Lugnuts.
That's right. Those guys, the Lugnuts are over from Lansing, and we got a kind of little Whitecaps Lugnuts day-to-day because the Whitecaps opener is going to be April 7th. And they're playing in Lansing the first three games, but it's a little bit different. It's kind of cool how they're doing it because it's a four-game opener, but the first three games are in Lansing, and the fourth game becomes the home opener for the Whitecaps here in town.
Which is good.
Yeah, so it's on the 10th, April 10th.
I like the Lugnuts Stadium. It's right downtown. And I like the Fifth Third Ballpark fine and everything, don't get me wrong. I mean, we had a great time there at the Winter Beer Fest.
Correct,
it didn't seem to hurt us.
Well, not much.
But there's something cool about building all that stuff downtown. And Cincinnati did the same thing. I used to go down to the Red Stadium. I was there recently. I see they built a new stadium, and I think they still have the old one standing right next to it. So kind of cool to go to a ball game and be downtown in your city. So that's going to be a great opener for Lansing, and we've got a lot of great listeners in Lansing, and we're proud of our state capital. They're starting to get it together.
Yeah, when you go to the ballpark, one of the cool things about going to any of the single A clubs is that it's a real family event.
It's
set up just to be a great time with your family. You're watching some very good baseball. You're there. The ticket prices are right, and the concession prices are fair too. And it's not the $9 beer and the $4 hot dog and things. But I was curious, when you go to the ballpark, there's a variety of foods there, and a lot of them are grilled. What are some of the favorite things that you have when you're at the park, Bob?
Well, I'm a sucker for a hot dog.
Yeah.
And me, a hot dog, just onions and mustard.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. We're here. We're ready. Fire up your grill. Spring is just around the corner. We had a little taste of it last weekend. This weekend, it's a little bit cold and rainy. But you know what? It is spring. That's Michigan. We had the official first day of spring earlier this week. So we've moved our clocks ahead. Everything's good. We are ready to fire up our grills.
That's right. And we are the Grilling Guys. We're on a mission to make your grilling experience the best it can be, and we're here every Saturday to do that. We want to make you the beast of your deck, the stud of your backyard, you know, the warrior that's out there just killing animals and grilling them.
You know, one of the things you got to do before you can do all of that is get your grill ready. Yeah. And if you're like most of us, you either leave it on the back deck or you've thrown it in the shed for the winter, and now's the time to pull it out.
It is.
And what we want to talk about now was what you might do to get that grill ready. You've pulled it out, it's set there all winter, You know,
are we talking maybe gas grill or charcoal? Does it matter?
Well, both. I think let's do both. Let's do charcoal first because that's probably a little bit easier. It's not so mechanical. But when you pull your charcoal grill out of there, let's say it's out in the back shed, you put it away for the winter. You didn't leave it on your deck and used it, which is a faux pas because you should be using your grill year round, right?
Absolutely.
But if you did put it away and now you're just starting to pull it out, you're making that transition.
You need two things.
What do you need?
You need you need to have your glasses on, and you need a tennis racket.
Why is that?
Because when you lift that lid, the mice are going to come flying out of it. And it's a great sport to just send those mice as far across your yard as you can.
A badminton racket might work, too, though.
That would be okay.
Right.
Depends on how your serve is.
Right, yeah. You're hitting them up, or you're going for the backhand lob. But anyway, you're right there. Oftentimes that you'll get critters in there, mice, chipmunks, or whatever, and as you might expect, that's pretty unsanitary. So you want to tear this thing apart. You maybe even take a power washer to it. Would you think that, Bob?
No, I probably wouldn't. What I'm a fan of and what I'd recommend is just pull it out. You know, if you have a shop vac, maybe vacuum any junk out of there in case maybe there are some nesting or junk, but there probably won't be because I'm sure you had it sealed up when you put it away. So just basically fire the thing up.
Okay.
Get it good and hot. And once it's good and hot, then do your scraping. You know, get that grill and get a tool, a brush, whatever you want. After it's been burning for 15, 20 minutes and just heat it up really good, all that junk is loosened up. The old grease is baked off, and it's smoked out really good. It's good and hot. Get that brush on it and just start flinging the junk. Get everything cleaned off of it.
You know, that's the cool part about grilling is that it is pretty low maintenance.
It is.
I mean, the mess stays outside. You don't have to bring it in the house. But it is very important when you fire that thing up for the first time in the spring, you don't want to put food on it. You want to get a really good hot fire going and let that cook for maybe 20, 25 minutes. And then do, as Bob mentioned, is clean that stuff off there and then cool it down. Don't cook on it that time.
Well,
let it come back down.
Actually, as it's cooling down, when it gets to where it's reasonable, what I do is I'll cut an onion in half, and I'll put both halves in a little bit of oil, some just basic vegetable oil.
Okay.
And I'll take that half of onion, a nice big onion, you know, one that's getting nasty is fine to use, it's junk anyway. So you take it and you grab the round half, and you just take that flat surface of the onion that's all soaked in oil, and you start running it up and down your grill.
Okay, what's that do?
And you put it back in the oil, and you get it oily. You just oil your grill down with it, basically. After it's been hot and it's starting to cool down a little bit, the onion and the oil, smoke it up. Smells really good.
But,
you're just getting oil on it.
Okay.
You can take, some vegetable spray and do the same thing, but there's a process in running that onion down there. You kind of shred the onion in the process, but it does knock the last little bit of junk off it, and it really gets that oil on to wrap that metal good. So it won't be so rusty when you use it, the following day or 3 days later.
You know, what I'd caution, though, is watch the aerosols when you got a flame going because those propellants are highly flammable. So if you're going to use a spray oil on there, spray it on a towel. Don't spray it directly on the grill because the propellants in that oil, like Pam or some other cooking oil that comes in an aerosol can, those aerosols are highly flammable. Don't need to have any accidents and blow ups. So that's charcoal. A lot of the same thing going on with a gas grill, but there are some differences because you got some mechanical parts down in there. Usually you've got the little lava rocks, the briquettes that are in there possibly.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So when you're taking your gas grill apart, if you've never done it before, maybe bring, this is just a simple little tip, but bring a pad and paper. Because once you get all those parts laying out on the deck or out on the table, you want to make sure you put them back in the same order you took them out.
Most people have cameras on their phones, so you can even snap a shot of what it looks like at several different phases.
Great idea.
As you put it back together, you have a little bit of a clue.
Great idea. But here again, some of the same things that go with the charcoal is bring your shop vac out, pull your briquettes out. You can put those in a bucket of not soapy water because they'll absorb the soap, but a bucket of hot water and get the greases and the things off of them. Let them soak a while. It won't hurt them a bit. But don't use soap because the lava rock will absorb any kind of cleaning solution and it'll make your food taste bad for quite some time before you'd cook that out. So just make sure not to do that.
That's right.
But the shop vac is another great thing. There's always junk down in the bottom. If your grates have rusted a little bit, there's rust that's fallen down in. check that burner. Let's talk a little bit about the burner, Bob. What do I got to look for when I get down to that burner? I've got everything pulled away.
Well, that's a great idea. What you can do is fire that burner up and see how your flame pattern is on it. Once you've got everything off, your deflectors, like you said, maybe you've got briquettes if it's an older grill.
Right.
Once your burner's exposed, just physically inspect it and then take a peek at it, fire it up. Maybe your igniter's not working. Great time to replace your igniter because it's just a little piezo striker. You can get them for about $7 or $8 at the hardware store or your local grill shop.
Right.
And if it's not working, pull the end off that piezo and just kind of rub it around the connection. And it's a millivolt, you know.
Yep, almost like a spark plug.
It is very much like a spark plug.
You know, one of the grills I have on my deck is actually battery operated, nice. That igniter. So possibly the battery died over the winter.
Time to replace
it. So time to replace it. So when you got this thing tore apart, just look it over just like you would. Normal maintenance, this is a once-a-year deal, but now's the time to do it. And again, if you had it in the back, there might be a nest in there or something of that nature. So look for all of that stuff. Clean it out. Put it back together. Get it in good working order.
And if you get it fired up when all your deflectors and shields are off, take a look at your flame pattern. Is it nice and blue? Do you have spots that are yellow? Are there spots where it's not coming out? You can take a little screwdriver or a long piece of metal and just tap it, walk around the seal of the thing with a tap, and you'll blow some of the junk out of it, and you'll see the flame pattern change. And you might even find that it's starting to rot.
Okay.
Because gas is very acidic. They usually put stainless burners in them now, but there's a lot of acid and water in there. So after 3 or 4 years, most burners of a basic grade grill are just shot and they're rotted. So it's a good time to pull that burner out and run down to your grill shop. I think of some of the hardware stores that are good at grill parts and accessories and, you know, just order a replacement or maybe they'll have a burner for it. It's very often an H or a U-shaped burner, and they're pretty standard. So put it back together after you're adjusted. Make sure your striker's working, and you'll be in good shape to get your spring rolling and get some hot dogs on there for the first baseball game.
Well, those are great tips. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL, 9 to 11 every Saturday. Coming up, we've got that recipe for those tuna steaks that we talked about. We're going to be talking with a guy named Brian Wiggs from Dark Horse Brewing Company.
Yes.
Guy, we've sampled some of his stuff at the Winter Beer Fest. Mm-hmm. I think he had the longest line of anybody there. But stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.